Time now for our look at legal issues in the country with our segment, It's the Law, with Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Alex.
Now, today we're talking employment certificates, work certificates. And I guess the first question is, are they compulsory? What must they contain? And do they contain coded language?
Yeah, very secret coded language. Well, they are compulsory. It's actually a reference given by the employer, usually when the employee leaves the company. There's actually a right for the employee leaving to obtain this written certificate. It can also be obtained during employment. An employee can ask for it at any moment of the employment relationship. And then it's called an interim certificate, not a final certificate.
I see. And so what do they contain?
Well, it's got to be formal because, I mean, it's a proof for the next employer. So it's got to be written, it's got to be dated, and it must usually contain what we call four compulsory obligations: the duration of employment, the various positions occupied by the employee during employment. You do not have to say he's been a VP, Director General, but you've got to really make a description of what he's been doing during employment. And then the quality of the performance, what and how you appreciated the performance of the employee. Then there's the shorter version, which is sometimes asked by the employee, is the simple certificate, where you only have actually the duration and the positions occupied.
Okay, so maybe if you didn't have a good tenure there, maybe you just go for the simple one. You say, yeah, I worked here, but you don't get any specifics about how you were.
Yeah, typically people who've had issues with their employer ask for a short version. But of course, the next employer is very wary about that because he knows that if you've got a short version, something has happened.
Okay, now let's talk about which issues employees usually meet and what they do usually contest in these.
Well, what they usually contest is, of course, the quality of
the
work, the performance,
yes.
And of course, the appreciation they've had. What you have to keep in mind as an employer is that the reference must actually encourage the employee in the development of his professional future. So it's got to be clear and true. It's got to be compassionate in a certain way and must not unnecessarily hinder the progression of the employee. It must be complete without gaps, but it must not be done to only satisfy the employee. That is prohibited. I mean, it's got to be really true and clear.
Okay, now can negative things, I mean, I assume they have to be included on this, reason for termination or a prolonged illness, negative behavior, that kind of thing?
Typically, they have to be because they do raise liability for the former employer. Reasons for termination do not always have to be stated. They can, and in some countries, like in France, it's very important that they do because unemployment benefits depend on the reason. But on a personal ground, I would say don't always put them in because they do hinder in a certain way the employee to find a new job. Now, negative appreciation should be in if they have a consequence on the work performance because you can, as an employer, be liable, therefore.
Okay, an interesting word there, negative appreciation. All right. Now, illness, I asked you about illness. Should illness be mentioned in work certificates?
Well, there, the Swiss Federal Court has been very adamant that illness should be mentioned in it in as much as it has had something and a consequence on the performance, not a little flu. But I mean, if you've been systematically ill and you have not been able to perform and it may hinder you to get a new job, it should be written in.
Okay. All right. Now, what about coded language? These are the not so overt things that might be put in this.
Yeah, people always ask about the coded language. Well, actually, there's no official rule about the coded language. The only official rule which does exist that Switzerland, the federal court, has said when an employer writes in the work certificate, the performance has been done to our fullest satisfaction, the performance must be considered as over average. Some countries have really got a coded language, and there's even books about it where every single word is a sort of note, like the best word would be a 6, and then when you go down in satisfaction, you go until a 1. That does not exist yet in Switzerland, but people are very wary about it.
Okay, so what if I don't like what my employer's done? Can he or she be liable for what they write in this?
Definitely. I mean, they can be liable not only towards you as an employee, but much more towards the next employer. I mean, it has happened that an employer has not written down exactly the behaviour of the employee and the next employer has turned himself against it and been claiming for 150,000 francs, which he received because of the misinformation in the work certificate. And of course, criminal liability as an employer as well, because if you do a false certificate, you are criminally liable, therefore. So you've always got to be really cautious about what you write in these work certificates.
So basically, tell the truth and have your evidence to back it up if you're an employer writing one of these. Okay. That's Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law for our segment, It's the Law. If you have any questions for Stephanie, you can email studio@worldradio.ch, and you can hear previous episodes at our website, worldradio.ch.